Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Sean, people keep asking if we're back, and I'm thinking... we're back.
Oh. Well.
Come.
Hey boys.
Come
to
Algonquin.
We're happy to say, again, weekly AFL podcast.
Oh, my fucking God.
We're back.
We're back, baby.
We're asking the most important sporting questions of all. I am Carney.
And I'm Tom.
And I'm Dusha.
Boys, need I ask? Yes, I must. I must know how good's footy.
Can I say, still very good. Look at this tattoo, boys. Look at it.
Yeah,
Look at it go. I'm suddenly wondering if I'm wearing a very good jacket.
You are.
I was saying to Tom off air, if Tom and I ever fulfill our dreams and become private detectives,
yep,
we would never wear these jackets on a case because they are kind of noisy. And I was just sitting here thinking, I wonder if the mic's picking up all this action.
Yeah, we'll find out in editing.
Hey, you'll find out while you listen. If you can hear that, let Sean know. We're not going to listen to the edit. We're relying on listeners.
I hope it doesn't annoy you all because it's going to become the uniform of the show and we're probably going to be wearing them
every week.
Yeah. Yeah.
We've all got one. We've all got a retro 90s jacket of our team. I've got the Brisbane Bears edition.
Yeah. So
great choice, Sean. Looking
colours
at
are elite.
Yeah.
Feel powerful.
We've got a...
my girlfriend says I look like a PE teacher.
Which is a good look.
Good.
I'll take it. They're the coolest teachers.
They are the coolest teachers.
They're always wearing
shorts.
Mm. I'm wearing a long sleeve t-shirt and sports shorts and runners at the moment. So I also sort of have the PE teacher look about me at the moment. And a hat.
I don't.
No.
I'm wearing a pink shirt.
And green pants, which is...
I love that hat you're wearing, by the way.
Yeah. Welcome aboard. And right. It's a hat that is very fucked to the point where I have exactly the same hat again.
Say, you have two of those hats.
Uh-huh. One's clean, one's dirty.
Oh, that's good. Just in case.
Welcome. I've got a going out hat and a getting amongst it hat.
Welcome aboard season 2023.
Yep. If you're a first-time listener, it's always like this. And
always.
If you're a returning listener, welcome back. Mm-hmm. It's the same.
Welcome back to me.
Welcome back to Sean.
Welcome back, Sean.
Came back last night for the How Good's Footy people. Yep. Back in the studio. Sent you guys a photo yesterday of me packing my car, leaving. If you don't know, I was I've been finding in a piece on a farm for the last 3 months.
Yeah.
Came back, felt like Matthew McConaughey in Interstellar when he's driving away from his kids and just crying in the car. Big Interstellar energy. Yeah, I'm back.
Can I say it's good to have you back, Sean?
Thanks.
How did the quest go?
For inner peace.
Did you get a taste of it?
Got a taste for sure.
So you know it's there.
Oh yeah.
You know you can get it. And that's all that matters.
Also,
you know it's attainable.
This is a big development considering how last year ended, that you've come in now wearing a Brisbane Lions cap and a Brisbane Bears. Very, very, very exciting jacket that we all have, except in our individual teams.
Yep.
We'll take a photo of that next week because Tom hasn't got his yet. But it's...
No, I've got to pick mine up from mum.
Yep, so we'll get a
cool thing that I do at age 31 is I get my clothes from my mum.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, no, so, she lives in Geelong and she collected it for me because I wasn't paying for shipping. Click and collect, baby.
It's good stuff. So check out the Haggard's Footy Twitter next week for that photo. We'll remind you again in the next week's episode.
I mean, you'll know because you'll be listening to the episode and you'll just hear this sound. Sean, could you demonstrate? Thank you. I don't know if that showed up.
It was loud enough that it has a waveform. Yeah, it showed up.
Man, Haggard's Footy is going to become the noisiest podcast.
It already was.
Get Terrence one of these. Not one of these, one of the Geelong ones.
Oh, yeah, he'd love it, I reckon.
Get my dad a South Melbourne one.
It's December.
Oh, Jesus.
I'd have to get it for Father's Day leading into the finals.
Oh, that's still a long way away. When's Americans' Father's Day? Is that sooner? I think it is.
Is it? I think it's after
Find
our
a Father's Day that's in March somewhere in the world.
Also, is there a Grandparents' Day? Because he's a grandfather.
Oh, there you go.
There might be. Otherwise, just find another dad's birthday. If you're a listener and your dad's birthday is in the next 6 weeks, can Terrence borrow it?
Just swap for a year.
Find a Terrence.
His birthday is the 20th of December. Yeah. So, you know.
Find a Terrence somewhere whose birthday it is and then give it to your dad and then be like, oh, but you're not. Oh, you're Terrence Reed. Oh, there's the confusion.
Let's have a look. When's Terrence Stamp born? All right, let's have a look. Terrence Stamp. He was born, it's July, so a little bit far away.
July's all right.
What about Terrence Howard? Terrence Howard, his birthday is not known.
What do you mean not known?
Hang on
a
second.
That can't be right, mate.
Oh, it's all right. So there's an IMDb account for Terrence Howard if you spell Terrence incorrectly.
You know, Terrence Howard's birthday would be more well known if he was in Iron Man 2.
Boys. Terrence Howard of Iron Man 1 fame. His birthday is the 11th of March.
Oh! Now it's the 20th of
Terrence
December.
Howard, I'm borrowing your birthday for 12 months.
Just give your dad a jack and go, happy Terrence Howard birthday.
If you're unfamiliar with what Terrence Howard has been up to recently, they're currently being funded by, I can't remember which government it is, but to fund their new maths where zero is not a real thing. An example they often give is, if you've got one apple and I've got one apple and then you give me your apples, how many apples do you have? And if you say zero, that's wrong because there's always been two apples. I don't know what the fuck he means. And
maybe it's a good thing he's not an Iron Man.
Yeah. Well, he demanded more money than Robert Downey Jr.
Let's see if there's any other Terrences that I can use.
Incredible.
He wanted top billing. Anyway, Tom, we've decided it's Terrence Howard's birthday that Terrence Reed is getting.
I could use Terrence Hill, who is a director and actor from... He's Italian.
Mamma Mia.
His name is Terrence Hill, but he was born Mario Girotti.
Oh.
Imagine being like, my name's Mario Girotti, but you can call me Terrence Hill.
I just had a thought while we're on dads here. I might get my dad a Fitzroy retro jacket.
Yeah.
His birthday's not till later in the year. Tom.
John Carney?
Look up John Carney, the Irish director?
Yes, I can.
My dad is friends with because they have the same name.
Man, it's a good thing I have such great IMDb detective skills that I get to showcase on our podcast, Scaredy Boys, new episodes every Friday.
I think if that ever...
Oh, so for some reason, IMDb... only has John Carney's birthday as 1972. He was just born for the whole year.
Okay.
Every day is your birthday when you're John Carney.
Let's have a look. John Carney. I'm going to look. You try Wikipedia. See how that goes. There's a celebrity.
It just comes up with my dad.
Irish film director.
Here we go.
Okay. So he's 51, which checks out because he's born in 1972.
The younger variant.
Oh, my God. His date of birth.
1972?
Wikipedia is just 1972.
Mysterious.
Yeah, I like that.
John, when were you born?
I'll get my dad to ask him.
Yeah, on Facebook, yeah.
Ooh, yeah, no, check his Facebook. His birthday will be on his Facebook page.
Juicy insider information.
Ooh.
Speaking of good things, like birthdays, footy. There's been some pretty big developments for all three of our teams. All three of our teams last year ended with a captain, and we'll start 2023 season with a different captain.
Correct. Joel Selwood obviously announced his retirement in the aftermath of the premiership.
A legend.
Legend. Yep.
Dyson Heppel relinquished the captaincy.
Mm-hmm.
A very good boy.
Mm.
Dane Zorko.
Cunt.
Voluntarily relinquished the captaincy. Righto, Dane.
Yeah.
Could not have been happier.
Yeah.
It actually happened the day I bought this jacket.
Yeah.
I ordered this jacket, and then later that day, Zorko stepped down. This is a lucky jacket.
Can I say, Sean, that I want to let listeners know that in the lead up to us coming back, there was some real reluctance from you, Sean, to get back in this podcasting studio and to talk footy again. Mm. It had burnt you in the year of our Lord 2022.
Mm-hmm.
And you were afraid that it would burn you again, and we got you back in here. the minute the Zorko news dropped, you sent a message that just said, I'm back. That's good. It's good to hear.
I was thrilled.
Who do you think gets it?
Well, it'll happen. I honestly think by the time you listen to this episode, it's probably going to have been announced.
Within
a day or two of that.
Well, Geelong announced ours at a prime time slot of 9 p.m. on a Saturday.
Yeah, they have said probably first week of March it's going to happen. So it'll happen this week.
Essendon announced their new captain. I'll just double check my archives. 1 o'clock on Tuesday.
Yeah, it's really late. My view on this is the captain should be like start of the year. When you start preseason, I'd like to know who the captain is to lead the preseason.
Yeah. Well, I assume that
we had photo day and Dane Zorko's still in the captain spot, which is next to the coach.
Well,
in the photo.
Yeah, that's weird. I feel like Geelong just went absolutely psycho on our photo day because the two players closest to Chris Scott are Mitch Duncan and Cam Guthrie.
Yeah, that threw a few conspiracies.
I reckon they just went, all right, who wants to do, like, because Geelong announced that when Selwood retired that I was thinking, oh, they'll pick someone longer term. And then they interviewed Chris Scott and Dangerfield about it because they said, are you going to put your hand up? And he said yes, which would be not a long-term replacement. And Chris Scott said, no, we're looking for someone who can lead us to a premiership next in 2023. So I feel like it's that thing of, we got very lucky that we got to have a captain for 11 years who was very good. We're probably going to have a few years that we have, Danger for 2 or 3 years, maybe Tom Stewart for a couple of years after that.
Although Tom Stewart can't. I haven't forgotten.
Yeah. But I think Chris Scott was like, we're not looking for a window seal, we're looking for a hammer. Is that what happened?
I think so.
Yeah.
Well, we've already hammered it open.
Someone came in and fixed it in the offseason.
That's
and
right.
And they got back in and went, what the fuck? This is bullshit.
It's been hammered open.
They've smashed it. Imagine just walking into training at Geelong and every week windows are smashed.
Whoa.
And you just hear Dangerfield giggling and running away.
And then getting his credit card out. This one's on me.
Just instead of hammers, it's just fishing hooks coming through windows and ripping them out from great distance.
Even if you don't have your captain early in the preseason, you've got to have it before photo day. Because they'll look back on the 2023 team photo and it's Zorko and Harris Andrews, the captain and vice-captain, sitting next to the coach. It's just it's just silly.
You would want it for the practice games, I would have thought as well.
Especially if Zorko has said, I think Hugh McCluggage would be great. And I agree, that's a great call. I would love that. Give Hugh McCluggage the chance to be the captain in the two practice hitouts before doing it for the first time. Just little things like that. Well, I think it's a bit silly.
Geelong's captains were announced to the public after the pre-match game, but I think it was announced just like before the game. But it's also one of those things where at Geelong, Geelong is in a luxurious position that we have a lot of senior players who have leadership capabilities without having them be captain. And both Stewart and Danger have said, it's going to be a bit of that. It's going to be really having Hawkins and Guthrie and Blitzarves and those guys all sort of chipping in and helping out.
Yeah.
Because, no leadership group. We're just a two-man. That's it. And you guys are going the same.
Mm-hmm.
Well, who's your vice-captain?
It is McGraw.
Yeah, okay. I thought it would have been Mason Redmond.
Well,
nah, McGraw.
There was wild rumors that I was hearing on, Monday.
Jake Stringer was the fittest he's ever been.
No. That's speculation. Although I reckon I've heard Stringer
he's injured.
I reckon I've heard from you that Stringer's been injured 4 separate times in the preseason.
I think he has been injured 4 separate times.
I think it's more accurately twice, but
Yeah, okay. Well, his hamstring's fucked.
It feels like
fucked.
A lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
To be honest, the most recent one that came within the last week, I read it and I'm like, I thought he was already injured.
Yeah.
So he's injured again?
Well, I don't know. It's a bit like when they were like, Tom Hawkins is having foot surgery in November. He won't play round one. And then a couple of weeks ago, Channel 7 were like, big loss for Geelong round one. Tom Hawkins won't play. It's like, yep. I knew that last year. He kind of was like, I'll have a crack. But there was no chance they're going to risk a 900-year-old man.
It's all filler.
It is.
Which is why we've decided to come back.
Yeah,
we want a piece of that filler action.
Filler kings.
We are the filler kings.
Yeah, so I've got friends that are friends with people who play for Essendon, and they were saying that, I don't know if it came from inside the club, but they were like, we're pretty sure Redmond's going to get announced as captain. And when I heard that, I was like, what the fuck? I mean, love Mason Redmond. That just seemed like a wild card choice considering like merit is right there.
Mm.
You know what I wonder? Because we hear a lot about the captaincy process this time of year.
Yeah.
It's always like, it initially I think is depending on the club, player vote and then the coaches will sort of get involved.
Yeah.
Ultimately choose, but they'll try and respect players.
Yeah.
And I just wonder, is it like, do these guys want it? Do they? Does Dangerfield go around the club and sort of campaign a little bit?
I don't
know. To get certain players on his side? Can I secure your vote, sort of? Maybe not as full on as that, but do you know what I mean? Do they go around?
Yeah, well, he said...
They probably have to get up and do a speech, right?
Maybe, but he also said that there were 8 guys who could captain Geelong when they were talking about
late last year. Actually, you know, he said, I'm going to put my hand up for it. You assume Tom Stewart did and maybe Blitzer.
Well, because you almost need, like, it's not like a voting process would also be fucked because you almost need, like, the club, like, the players just to come to a pretty unanimous decision because you don't want to have any tension between.
That's right. Like, what if you get, like, a real, there's 3 guys going up for it and it's nearly, like, you know.
Well, it's, yeah. Even if it's like something like,
and then the coach has to pick, but then is there tension in the group?
Yeah.
That's what I wanted. That's why I think pick a captain earlier. What if like Hugh McCluggage gets it this week and they haven't had time to have a practice game or anything and then rolling into the start of the season.
No one respects
Harris
him.
Andrews is a bit pissed off.
Yeah.
Because he's like, oh, 25% of the players thought I should be captain. This is fucking bullshit.
Well, then I guess.
I'm sure, I don't know. It's such a weird
thing. It might be a thing where like they consult and talk, and maybe internally they know who it's going to be way, way before we find out.
Yeah.
I heard about the Giants process, and theirs is the player vote, and then the coaches get involved. But for instance, first-year players have no input at all. So
no,
if you've just
true.
Joined the club in last year's draft, you don't vote for the captain.
Well, that makes kind of sense because you don't know anybody.
I like hearing
and
about
the
that.
Giants have come out and been like, all right, here's our rigorous voting process. Our captain this year is Toby Green.
Yeah, it's honestly fucking idiots.
I never actually said.
Give me a vote or I'll kick you in the fucking head.
And they're like, you will. Yeah. I believe that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
Merritt and McGrath.
Yeah, so Merritt is our captain. McGrath is our vice captain. That's it. No leadership group.
Okay. Interesting.
I think Brisbane, when you listen to this later in the week, it will be McCluggage, Neil, or Harris Andrews.
Yeah.
If it's McCluggage, I'll be extremely happy. If it's Neil, I'll be pretty damn happy. If it's Harris Andrews, I will be less happy but still thrilled to live in a world without a Dane Zorko captain.
Also,
imagine if they make Dane's vice captain.
Imagine if he sneaks in last minute and goes, fuck it, I'll put my hand up again.
And they all vote?
He might hit us otherwise.
Yeah. Oh, good luck.
You know, say rude things about our mums.
Send him to me.
Now, Tom,
yes.
We've, as discussed, Dangerfield is your captain.
Yes. And Tom Stewart's our vice captain. Yeah.
Yep, big. Now, another big thing that's happening, something we haven't really spoken about because we've all been swept up in fantasy, which there is still a couple of spots left for.
There are 4 competitions. 4 leagues? Is
there's
that right?
4 leagues. There so are. We've gone from 2 to 4. Our brains are going to be fucking fucked.
Can I just say, I've tried to put a team together.
Oh.
It is. Why the fuck is there inflation in fantasy football?
Seems to be inflation, but not with your own salary cap. It's a disgrace.
Your salary cap has gone up, but not
has
enough.
It?
Yeah.
No, but not enough to make. Like, there are guys who've not played a single game who last year were like $160,000.
Wrong. $190,000 was the max. That was the minimum.
Yeah. I think 200's the bottom this
year.
But you feel that pinch?
Yeah.
That's an extra 10K.
Yeah. It fucking hurts.
Yeah.
Oh, and it's got. Yeah, it's rough. It's really rough.
Want to hear a secret, boys?
Yeah.
I started putting together a team, shit myself. Got rid of it. Just my team currently is vacant.
I haven't touched
vacant.
My team in weeks.
Yeah.
I tried. I've filled every spot, used all my money, and I look at the team and I go, midfield, not as good as it was last year. Backline, it's okay, but not as good as it was last year. Forward line, fucking disgusting. Makes me want to throw up.
The ruck line is the really
Rucks
challenging one.
Don't even get me started. I've Rucks. Got nothing. I've got nothing in there.
You have to kind of go all in.
Draper
on Rucks this
is my
year.
Lead ruck.
Yeah, that's dangerous.
I've got no money.
I've blown all my money on rucks.
I wish it was like the NBA and you could just invest some of your own dollars to get a little luxury, like a salary cap.
Put $10
a luxury
in.
Tax, yeah. Can I go $20 million over the salary cap and I'll give Gil $100?
Yeah, it's like AFL Fantasy becomes like a subscription service and you get a bigger
well, there is,
salary
there
cap.
There is Fantasy Gold, which I think you can pay for.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No, but surely that's just for like good stats.
Yeah,
you
it is.
Get, like, you don't get extra salary cap.
Do you know
you
who?
Do, fucking burn
Wayne's
the place
got it, your dad?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Of course
he does. And let me tell you, those stats you get, juicy.
Are they real?
Yeah. It just makes like stuff like, because it even gives you like a predicted score for the next week. Oh, actually, no, sorry. You know what? I take that back.
I think you already get that in.
Yeah.
But no,
it gives you a better
no.
breakdown on what they're doing and what's scoring the points.
It's not an average score.
Oh, so
it's a predicted. So
it's not this guy averages 85, so we think he'll get 85 this week. It's more of a, when he plays against Collingwood, he averages 110. So
yeah, it's juicy stats like
plus,
that.
Plus, we know that the last few weeks he's averaging this many marks, which are worth this many points. So this is what
also
we'll get.
Like to make an amendment on what I said. Dat has had it before. Hasn't had it when he was in our leagues, and but he has a paid Supercoach subscription, which is the one he respects more, which is funny. It's funny to be in a competition you don't respect and just breeze to second place.
It's
didn't win it, though.
Didn't win it. That's lost three games to the year.
Because he didn't respect it.
Yeah, you needed to respect it. Oh, and a quick, my dad just somehow getting involved in Supercoach shenanigans. There is a 2020 cricket Supercoach league.
Big Bash.
Yeah, for the Big Bash. Sometimes teams play two games in a week, so...
How does he have the time?
I don't know.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact? You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm even, like, with fantasy, I'm even like, Jesus Christ, the commitment of this.
Yeah.
That's not, look, if you want to join, it's a lot of fun.
Once you get your team together, it's like, it makes every game of footy over the entire weekend way more fun.
Yeah.
But it just means you've got to put in a little bit of work to get there. Yeah.
Look, and if you don't want to put in that much work, you don't have to. Just don't abandon your team.
If you abandon your team, you'll
you get
end
a league
up
like, named after you.
Yeah.
Stu Martin Memorial League. That's the fourth league.
It's there.
So
I've got to do an image for it. It'll probably just be a headstone.
Headstone that says Stu Martin. So the leagues this year are the Haggard's Footy Weapons, Haggard's Footy Reserves, Haggard's Footy
Fun section,
and now Haggard's Footy Stu Martin Memorial League.
Just on that, because I noticed Stu hasn't joined the fourth league. So what happened? Stu, you were in the third league. There was a mix-up. I think it may have been a Sean Carney admin error.
Mm-hmm.
Dusha wasn't in the third league. We've got to get him in all four leagues. I've moved him into the third league and taken you out of it to put you in the league named after you.
Yeah.
I think that's fitting.
But you've got to
you've got to get that email. You've got to fucking log on.
Come on.
Been a few issues with emails.
Yeah.
I want to bring something to the table, if I may.
Yeah. So we'll
is there a courtroom that might have to come into session, Sean?
First episode of the year, TC Court. No way.
I didn't think of it as TC Court, but I think it is.
Yeah.
It's good to be back.
It's great to be back.
Okay. Shall I lay it out?
Yeah. And I was going to say, do this. And because this is our first episode back and we don't actually have a lot to cover that, then we'll talk about what I was going to bring up before, which was tipping.
Yep. Yep.
And then that'll be it for us this week. But a couple more announcements and get on with it.
Got a message from Sam.
Yep.
Coach of, I think the team name's Halftime Darts.
Yep.
He was in the reserves last year.
Yep. And did a solid performer.
Good team. He originally got sent an invite for that league.
Yeah.
And then I think didn't respond to it in time enough. And then the league filled up.
Yeah.
So when he went to enter the code, it wouldn't let him do it.
Yeah.
So he's reached out to the show. So the question is, I guess we've got spots in the fourth league to put Sam into.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on. But how did the league fill up, Sean?
How did the reserves league fill up?
Because, Sean, you were running a...
pretty tight ship.
Bread
apart from that
sheet,
little error that... you somehow missed the third league.
Mm.
Which there was, I was in the group chat. There was a lot of calling Dusha a cunt. Mm-hmm. And then there was a lot of calling Sean a cunt.
And I accept that.
Yeah.
I was caught in the middle. I was just calling you a cunt, and then I was calling you a cunt. Oh, it was all happening.
That takes peace to be able to admit you're a cunt.
Yeah.
Tom was just happy that for the first time in group chat history, Norm was calling him a cunt.
I reckon, though, within 5 minutes, I said something, and you both just turned
shut up,
on
cunt!
Yeah, there it is. We're back.
Tom said a stat, I think, the other day, and I was like, shut up, you stupid cunt. You're wrong. And then I looked it up, and I was like, fuck.
I was talking to Gemma.
I think it was.
You were like, oh, you just guessed. And you were like, no, you were right. And I'm like, yeah, I was. Yeah. And you were like, yeah, shut the fuck up.
That's the difference between us. I do the, I went and looked it up. You would have just,
I knew.
You would have just thrown it out. No,
I knew.
Look,
it was about my team.
How did the reserves league fill up?
Yeah.
Because you sent out 20 invites. And if Sam hadn't responded, then that's 19. No problem.
A familiar name popped up. So I got an email saying, congrats, the reserves league is now full. Is the fixture. And
okay.
I went, great. Everyone who was invited has jumped in. I looked at the team. The team's called Two Goods, coached by Jack Zimmer, a Sydney Swans fan. Now, Jack was a lippy Sydney Swans fan. Jack was in the reserves last year and finished on a high note. He had a powerful finish.
Finished eighth, I think.
Yeah, he won his last five games, I'm pretty sure. The thing is, when we've been doing the call-outs, who wants to be in fantasy, reach out to the show, send us an email, we'll send out the invites, yada, yada, yada. Haven't heard anything from Jack.
Silent.
A quiet Zimmer.
Yeah.
The opposite of Hans. Very loud.
That's Jack Zipper.
Because his mouth zipped shut.
Yes.
Haven't heard from him. How did he get the league code? It's a mystery I'm trying to unravel. I've reached out to him. He has not responded. He's ducking us.
It doesn't automatically.
No, because I thought, maybe it does. Like, maybe
because it didn't add us back in automatically.
It no, it does. Like you have to, I have to type the email in manually and send an invite out, which gives you the code.
Because it's a brand new season, new league, new app.
How has the Zimmerman got himself in?
Is he actually Jack Hackerman?
It's a wonderful question.
Did he plug into the Matrix?
Jack, if you were hearing this, let us know. Also,
you're out of the league.
Maybe you're a cunt.
Well, a follow-up to that is a thing that I've come to love, which is spinning the wheel.
Yes.
Can you please explain what this is, Sean?
I work with Kados the Weapon.
Yep.
He comes in from time to time and helps me out at work.
Weapon of the show and also former guest of this show.
And when he comes in on a Friday, we like to go and buy lunch.
Yep.
There's lots of options in the area.
Yep.
It was stressing us out trying to pick. So he said, let's take the choice out of our hands. We spin the wheel. We put options into the wheel. We try and go with six minimum.
Mm-hmm.
And we spin that thing until they're all eliminated and one stands alone.
Oh.
And so, yeah. And I think I said this to you today, Dusha. Often you know in your heart, as soon as the wheel starts spinning, you know what you want for lunch.
Yeah.
And so sometimes when it lands on Red Rooster, it's party time in the office. High fives are fucking going off. So I actually did a wheel spin last week
because
I was like, what should I do with this Zimmer dilemma?
Because
put Zimmer's name,
Sam
put
was,
Sam's name.
Yep.
Whoever it lands on, they're in the reserves league. And I've got to say, guys, Sam won.
That's a fair system.
The only question, I do want to give Zimmer just an opportunity to be like, this is how it happened.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
You definitely didn't send them an email?
No, I wouldn't have. No.
Hmm.
No. Because I had a spreadsheet and it was sort of all based on who had reached out and said, yeah, I enjoyed it last year. I'd like to come back in sort of thing. Yeah.
Zimmer, let us know.
It's a real mystery. I really want to know how he did it. Did he hack the system? Has he paid off Gil?
My question to you is, Sean.
Who deserves to be in there?
No. What if?
Based
what if,
on average scores, I will just say, Zimmer's team was nearly 100 points better.
Oh.
So but the wheel has spoken.
But
Sam responding to an email later missing out, does he deserve to go from second league down to fourth?
The Stu Martin Memorial League will easily be the most chaotic out of all of the leagues because it's just everyone that replied late. So it'll be people that are like, you know what?
I'm really good and I just replied late.
I'm bad at emails because I'm too busy filling out my fantasy team.
Yeah, it could be. I'm bad at admin, but I'm the best in the world at fantasy.
There could also be people that are like, after hearing you talk about it for a month, I've decided, yeah, I'll give it a go. It's my first time. Could be abandoned teams like Stu did last year, become the laughing stock of the show.
Stu's abandoned the email address connected to the account, so I'm really concerned.
That's because they're very on brand by him.
He actually made a new email. I can't tell you what the email address is. I'll tell you off air, but like it's Yeah, he made an email address specifically for this. You got to check it, Stu.
Listen up, buddy.
Have you? You're gonna have to pull up the other whenever he emailed us before.
I'll have to find. Hit all his emails.
Yeah,
man, he really he makes his chase.
He does, but we
fuck
love
you,
it,
Stu. And
what do I do? What to do with Zimmer?
I think.
Shall I give him a couple more days to respond?
I reckon next week on the show.
What's a sufficient response, though? He's gonna have to knock my socks off with.
Sean, if he comes back to you, and because here's my other theory. What if Jack Zimmer doesn't exist?
I exist.
What if Jack Zimmer is actually two people, but it's one guy? Catfishing, he's already in the league. Already has the code because he is also one of the other. He's got two teams.
He could be a friend of someone in the league, but.
He did mention last year that he wanted his dad to be in the league. Has his dad signed up? Has his dad reached out to the show, talked up a high score, made me go, that's a good enough score to deserve some reserves action.
And then
Zimmer's slid in with the code.
Code from dad. I think he needs to explain what the situation is, and then
otherwise the wheel stands.
Yeah.
Zimmer, reach out to the show and tell us why you deserve to be in the reserves league when you've been radio silent for far too long.
And if we don't hear from you, you're out.
Yeah.
And you won't even understand why, because you haven't clearly fucking listened to the show. It's exciting times, though. And again, final call out for this. There is like four spots left or something.
It has the potential. So I think it's sitting at about 10 teams at the moment.
Oh, okay.
I've got it set for 12. It can go up to 20 if we need. I think it'll be the other leagues are all 20 teams. This will be a smaller one unless there's a surge.
We're back. Fantasy starts, the games start round one.
And footy tipping is also back.
Yes. If you've
been in the comp before, it's the same webpage. You might just have to reactivate your account or reset your password. Mm-hmm. We'll put a tweet with the information, with just the link to the comp. It is called, if you're wanting to double check, the competition name is How Good's McDonald Tipping Footy, and he's back.
He's back.
So it's good.
Kicks your goal in the practice game.
So join that. There is is there a prize for the winner? I reckon we've said there's a prize for the winner every year.
Sometimes there's a prize.
For what? For footy tipping?
Yeah.
I didn't get a fucking prize.
I didn't get a prize.
You didn't claim one, that's correct. I'd love to climb one. I'm just getting resistance.
Luke got a prize hand-delivered by me.
It's actually funny that one of the only prizes was you travelled to London and delivered it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible from you.
I'm going to put a prize out there.
Yeah.
I have so many footy cards. So many footy cards for different teams.
Shit prize.
I'm talking, I could bundle.
You're going to get them signed from players?
Some players don't even play for those teams anymore, the ones that I've got.
TC cards!
Yeah, TC cards.
That's a curse,
I could put
a
box of TC cards together for the winner of the footy tipping competition.
Why would you do that?
No, I don't hate this.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
It's better than nothing, which is what sometimes is on offer. It's weird. Sometimes we've had people who have won have been like, don't worry about the prize, boys. That's
I reckon that's happened three times.
Mm. Yeah.
Easy.
There's a lot going on.
I still want a prize.
I'll sort out a prize, I guess.
Yeah, you figure it out, man.
Can we also just get early while we're doing this housekeeping show?
Mm-hmm.
Pledge?
Yeah.
Pledge?
Oh, absolutely.
Beautiful.
I'm pretty sure I know what my design is.
Yeah.
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 My dog, Charlie, wearing a Brisbane jumper.
If we win a final,
and a premiership medal around his neck. So, Joel, you need to find an animal and a premiership medal to be worn.
No, I think that, because it's not even
actually, no, yours is different.
Mine's a final. I'll work out my pledge for winning the premiership if we win that first final. Mm. I'll decide while I'm getting the tattoo.
Can I sprinkle another tease out?
Yep.
I'm not 100% on this yet, but I think I have a new song for the song for Inner Peace.
Whoa!
I think there's a new song this year.
Okay.
This is 2023 is shaping up to be a huge year.
Not a new like it's an old song.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Came on randomly when I was driving.
And you were like, oh.
I was like, you know what? I'll tell you what, that might be. I think Max needs a rest.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm asking him to do too much.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, I don't know if I told you this, but my girlfriend has said this to me. When Brisbane lose big games like finals, my go-to tends to be to go home and watch Paddington 2.
Yeah.
I'm asking too much of the bear.
Yeah.
I'm putting too much on his shoulders.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't do that to Max.
So, next week, we'll be back. We're a weekly show again now. If you want to join, if you've got any questions about the footy tipping, email us at howgoodsfooty@gmail.com. If you want to join the fantasy league, email us at howgoodsfooty@gmail.com. And we're also going to start collecting questions because I'm going to record a little bit of a segment with my dad where he'll answer your fantasy questions. Don't know how good his answers will be or if he'll just keep some secrets to himself. But if you got any questions for Wayne, email them in at howgoodsfooty@gmail.com. And boys, feels dangerous to be back.
Can I just say, this podcast is the greatest podcast, I think, going around because it is the only podcast that has forced me to get a permanent reminder of its existence on my body. And I fucking love it.
It's the only podcast that makes me question every decision in my life.
It's the only podcast where after I leave the studio, I'm like, I still have so much to do for this. I got to sort out my fantasy team. I got to put in my tips. I got to look at everything that's going on. Oh, fuck. It's definitely the podcast that's got me the drunkest too. So it all evens out in the end.
How good's footy?
Good to be back.
Great to be back.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.